This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 410, recorded March 25th, 2015. I'm your host, Brian Kilby. How are you guys doing? With me this week, we have Melvar, Don, Diecast, Chris, Rob Clay, and John DeLuna. Gentlemen, how's it going?
It's good.
It's one of those March weeks.
I've got my episode Blu-ray of No Holds Barred here. Pretty excited about that. That came today. I think I'm going to spend my weekend with Zeus and Hulk Hogan.
I got something. And a friend of mine in Australia bought this for my birthday last year, but he didn't get a chance to send it recently. Chris, you know what that is.
It's the Wizard Ring Holder.
Yeah, with the B for the Beast Driver that I bought from JD.
Very nice.
Yeah, so now all five rings are in there, and I can display it beside the belt I got from JD.
That's cool. That's awesome. Hey, actually, speaking of JD, we've off and on had some of JD's collection up for sale. Don, you recently just put more of JD's items up on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I'm going back through the boxes and trying to recreate, because between TFCon and shipping everything, some stuff got mixed in different boxes and pieces that were there or weren't there. So I'm going back through and trying to piece everything back together as best I can with what's there, and I'm putting them up on my Facebook page. I just recently listed a Mutant Iceberg, a complete Sky Shadow, several other figures as well, and I'm going to try to list a few extra each day, maybe not many each day, but just a couple. and add to it, because I still have a lot of stuff of JD's I want to try to sell for Amanda.
I've got one more box that I need to get rid of, and then that's it for me. You know, the most recent, actually, John, you said the most before the show, you said the most recent episode of the RC Minicast was getting rave reviews from your friends.
It's featuring one of my friends. It's featuring Liquid Velcro, also known as Graham, also known as LV, also known as 55.
I forgot 55. I forgot that screen name, which is LV in, you know, Roman numerals. But
yes, because he's like that. Anyway, we talk about, what did we talk about? We talked about Robots in Disguise. We talked about Battle Tactics. We talked about Robots in Disguise, the show, and toys specifically. Kind of like how we met. As weird as that is, but it is like an interesting discussion because we go way back in BotCon years. It was fun. It was good. It was a good interview and good discussion from a guy who I think is really entertaining to listen to, and no one outside of BotCon has probably ever heard. So it's kind of a treat.
I mean, like story wise, or have ever heard of Liquid Velcro? Because I mean, he used to post all Toys Transformers like back in the '90s.
Yeah, he still posts on like AllSpark and stuff like that. He's still here and there, but I think. He's a really good conversationalist, and we kind of get into Robots in Disguise, like I said, and then a couple other topics. And so it's a really good listen. I think it's jaunty and lively discussion.
Let's see here. Also on the site this week, we have the new episode of RFC Extra, which was our Joe Lanta panel. So it's Diecast, Rob Springer, Dusty Griffin, and I talking about how to collect Transformers. Pretty cool. People should check that out. Gosh, let's see here. So lots of other podcasts have gone up this week. Transformers podcasts. So it's topical. Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Rob talks about TFCon in Charlotte. And the newest episode, episode 2 of Fanboy versus Transformers, went up today. Mm-hmm. That's what, Chris? Windblade number 1?
Yeah, volume 2.
It's pretty sweet. Let's see here. Diecast and Melvar recorded There Goes My Money, episode 2. What was the big takeaway this week, guys?
Our hobby's expensive.
Yeah. We have to spend money on the fans project of Volar.
God almighty, there's so much stuff. You know, when you first told me about the idea for that podcast, I'm like, huh, that's interesting. But I'm like, I don't know if you'll be able to get material for that every week. But yeah, you are. God, there's too much stuff coming out, but you are keeping us up to date on that. That's pretty cool. And let's see here. Plus, we have a couple other shows up there currently. Superhero Time, which is the
most
offensive podcast about toys.
Children's television programming.
Yeah. And the newest episode of Get the Skinny. Get the Skinny is picking up a lot of traction. Started off a little slow, but we are now killing it with the listeners. I don't know where people are finding it. It looks like people are finding it somehow on iTunes, I think.
Right.
But I haven't been promoting it as much as it looks like I have been, because I think we're getting 10 or 20 times the number of downloads that we were getting a couple weeks ago. I'm not complaining, okay. Mind you.
Yeah, keep it coming,
hipsters.
So you're
getting 10 or 20 downloads
weight.
A week now?
20 or 30. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm going to plug the minicast for next week, because XV/Chris V and I really get into it. With Combiner Wars Megatron. So it's a little bit beefier version.
Speaking of, I got the good one. That's the G1. Huh.
Yeah, that's the one we talk about.
Yeah. Diecast suckered me into getting the Armada one on the way to Joanta. He didn't sucker me. I would have got it anyway, but G1.
But it's easy to blame Diecast for things.
It is, but the G1 version is so much better. It's not even funny how much better it is. Also, let's see here. Speaking of getting stuff, did anybody get anything cool this week?
Star Saber.
Dang it. Why don't I have Star Saber? Dang it.
What?
How many people here have Star Saber?
I have it on the way. Does that count?
Yeah. You got two guys.
Yeah. Okay. Mine's on the way, too.
Plus, Chris and I picked up Master Asia. Mine's still in transit.
Diecast and I have Masterpiece Exhaust.
Sweet.
I'm jealous of that.
Flavor edition.
If somebody can help me find one of those at normal cost without ridiculous eBay markup, please let me know, because I really want that.
Yeah, not going to happen.
And Don, that's really loud. So.
No kidding.
Sorry.
Hey, where are they on eBay going for?
$160.
So double.
Yeah.
Well, and then glad I got my original pre-order.
I did get one other thing
Suckers.
In the mail. That was a shock.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's Airstrike from Bullsfire, and I got to give a shout out to Bullsfire. They sent this to me to review, so I'm actually going to be working on that video tomorrow and posting that to YouTube as a review.
And so. I got Million Publishing Go Shooter.
How do you like that?
I like it very much.
Hey, Melvar, have you seen what, as far as the fiction goes, the helicopter is supposed to be?
No idea.
I just was wondering who it's supposed to be, and I hadn't come across that yet.
The Huda.
Yeah, it's the human. Shooter.
So you got Ghost Shooter in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I got to get that at some point.
Yeah, he came in yesterday, and Exhaust and Star Saber came in today.
Good timing.
Very nice.
But you guys just mentioned that just on.
That's because Diecast thought it was a new pre-order.
Well, some of the online retailers actually just put it
until
up
I told him, "Oh yeah, I got my shipping notice Friday. It's on the way."
That's pretty sweet. I wish I had that. How much?
Yeah,
how
he
much,
looks awesome.
How much does that cost?
That's $100. That one's expensive.
Dang.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for that one to go down a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
you can wait for BotCon
sometimes.
Sunday for that one.
No, if I wait till BotCon Sunday and there's only five of them left, it'll go up.
Yeah.
I had a really expensive week, so.
Yeah. And
you
and
sure
I,
did.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's not even it. That's what I can grab.
Yeah.
I
won yesterday. It's not in transit, I haven't paid for it yet, but I won the Year of the Goat Optimus Prime and an Alternative Banzaitron.
I didn't even know there was an Alternative Banzaitron.
So, yeah, Don, my advice to you, from every indication I've ever heard, turn that thing into robot mode once and don't ever think about making the car again.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not a quality issue per se. It's
no,
just
it's a complexity issue.
Yeah, what's a tolerance issue, too. Because the doors on the Alternity are kind of like the doors on the Classics Prowl Smoke Screen and Blue Streak. They're there, they just don't stay there.
Sounds like a fun toy.
Yeah.
But it looks good.
Hey, I got a couple of third-party things. One, I got Felsaber, so my Feral Rex is done.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Completely done. And two, Brian.
Yes.
I pre-ordered Dystopia.
I think we're going to have to skip it.
But now, what he gave, did you give up what you said you were going to sell to get him?
Yeah, I sold Fans Project Minasaur because we're actually getting Minasaur.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So how much
next couple of weeks.
How much longer do I have to pre-order that?
Through the 15th or so? 20th
yeah,
maybe?
About right.
Yeah. I'm like, since I started budgeting myself with this, I mean, I could just buy it, but I want to stay married, so I either have to save up for it with what I budget for myself each pay period, or I have to sell something to do it.
If you buy him, I will do you a huge solid and send you a repro label Decepticon symbol. I will make the sacrifice and pay for the postage too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Send it to you.
Man.
So if anybody's curious about the size of the brain of courage,
right there.
Holy crap.
Yeah. But yeah. I will say, because when we were all discussing Star Saber initially, we were trying to figure out how a figure that small could do the Brainmaster function. And
there we go.
Yeah, just because like and we all said it could be something that actually pushes the head up that's inside the chest and not inside the actual Brainmaster. So we all pretty much called that. Because
we're smart people, though.
Yeah. Pretty interesting. So, Chris, you got something this week?
Oh, yeah. So, like, the last couple of days, on Twitter especially, it's been going around. At Walgreens, you know, there's Easter baskets this time of year because it's almost Easter time. Imagine that. And, you know, some people might remember the old days when you could get knockoff Transformers in those Easter baskets. That kind of went away for a little while, but it's back. But it has an interesting new wrinkle. Someone may recognize this vaguely as being a Fans Project Munitioner, oversized in a Walgreens Easter basket for $15.
In a radically different color.
With an oversized Energon Aerial Bot. So actually, this only costs $7.50.
What and, else you know, is in I've the had, basket?
Also in the basket, you get a package of Lemon Heads.
Okay.
A package of Fun Dip.
Okay.
And a fun-sized M&M's.
The reason I ask is because I told my wife that if we got that, it would be an Easter basket starter for our nephew, and I would keep the toy. So it seems like that's not going to work.
Well, I mean, starter, yes. Yeah. It's definitely something to grow on. So, you know, I've had a lot of knockoff Transformers over the years. I think this is the first one that was actually made of crayon.
Oh God! Is it that bad?
Now it hasn't broken yet. That's mostly because like every part bends really easily, so I think it really can't break.
So you would recommend that I don't get this?
For novelty's sake, I would say get it. You know, just because of what it represents. Because you know, however many years into this, we're finally seeing third party stuff turn up in, you know, Big Lots caliber products.
I mean,
the U.S.
Well, yeah, we've seen knockoffs of third-party stuff, but we haven't seen them in Easter baskets.
Right. The knockoffs of third-party stuff we've seen have just been, you know, typical Chinese thing where it's similar build and quality and it tries to pass itself off as the original. It's not just taking it and using it as a cheapo thing.
No, we've seen cheapo knockoffs, too. Isn't there a cheapo knockoff of Giant out there?
Yeah.
You know, actually there is. That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Not in the US though.
No. Yeah. No, this is precedent making for this level of thing. And with this there's a Munitioner, their Fans Project Blastoff is also knocked off for the same Easter baskets. I would not be surprised since these exist in this form now if they don't show up at Big Lots or Family Dollar or those kind of stores in the near future for a while. Because, you know, that's something that Big Lots specifically got in trouble with Hasbro for selling bootlegs of Cybertron Legends figures while selling actual Transformers products. Hasbro can't do anything about this, really.
Yeah, Hasbro told them, stop selling this crap or we'll stop selling to you, right? Wasn't that the ultimatum?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So, I guess I'll pick that up if I see it, and if I don't, I'll live. Sorry,
it's very amusing.
Yeah, I know.
So, plus, I got some candy.
Yeah. So it has nothing to do with that. But again, I want to remark that I really want a Masterpiece Exhaust. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump to This Week in History. So,
well, you know, maybe in a couple of years, Exhaust will be in an Easter basket.
That would be awesome. So, This Week in History, 2002, Robots in Disguise, the original. episode, The Final Battle, premieres in the U.S. And I will admit, I never finished Robots in Disguise, and I never went back and watched that episode. I missed the last five or six.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah. I had a lot going on in life at that point, and I just wasn't able to do it. And, yeah, I never went back and revisited it, so...
There's a lot better parts of that series to rewatch if you're going to rewatch anything. The last episode is nothing special.
I've rewatched The Fish Test like 50 times.
Right, there's that. There's
The Decepticons.
I like The Decepticons.
No, I was thinking the one where Moovor is in orbit trying to shoot the Autobots and he keeps missing, but I can't remember the episode title.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was one of those ones that aired in Canada, and we didn't get here because of, you know, things.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the DVDs came out in the UK, we finally we could see good quality copies of it.
Yeah, interesting. I need to go back and watch that. I really do. I need to go back and, like, catch up on all the episodes of every series that I've missed. Which is fortunately just 3-4 series at this point.
I mean, you don't really need to do that with Energon. You don't need to particularly do that. Like, Cybertron's better, but you're not really missing anything, not seeing it.
Okay, I feel better.
Yeah.
I'll just seek out dubs for all those Japanese series that... Like the Beast Wars series. Because I actually wasn't counting Neo or Beast Wars 2. Beast Wars 2.
Those didn't get dubbed, though, did they?
No, I'm sorry, I meant subs.
Oh,
I've got the,
like if those got Star TV dubbed, we got a new, like,
that would be amazing. Yeah. I've got them raw, so I'd like to have them subbed. But cool, yeah. 13 years ago, jeez, I was young then.
Me too. It's been a long time.
In my mind, you're perpetually 16, so which is kind of weird, but still,
it is weird because when you first knew me, I was 15.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the news. So, I guess this is big news, but we knew about it, but it's official. Combiner Wars, Quickslinger, and Breakneck, Slingshot and Wild Rider. We have photos of them, and these are U.S. releases. Mm-hmm. So, there they are. They sure are.
So, but these are apparently going to be, like, online retail exclusives.
So, Big Bad Toy Store and Amazon?
Big Bad Toy Store, Amazon, probably. So, you know, TF.
Amazon.
They're due to come out in May, so, you know, keep an eye out for those.
They will be fine.
Yeah, we saw listings for these from the Toys R Us computer system a few months ago, but there had been, like, Toy Fair, they weren't brought up at all. Even Australia Toy Fair, which was a little bit later, nobody knew anything about them there. So this is actual confirmation of these, so we know for sure these are happening. Now we have pictures.
What are these new heads? New head sculpts?
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, it's the same slingshot head Takara is using, and now through this we're seeing the Dead End head the Wild Rider head on Dead End for the first time.
So do we think that these are part of the original tooling and that it just
includes...
Yeah, they probably are. Okay. So that they were probably planning ahead for this.
Planning ahead.
Planning another head. But that's pretty cool.
Let me tell you about this head I planned for.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. So, yeah, that's pretty neat. So, I'm going to get them, you know.
I'm definitely going to get them. Sure. I love Alpha Bravo and Off-Road and Rook. I like the new characters, but that doesn't mean I don't want the old characters too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm going to get Slingshot and kick, like, Skydive off the aerial bots so Alpha Bravo and Slingshot can just be there together.
Yeah. Cool. Sorry. Next story I was comparing. So, Takara Legends series, Leader Megatron, look at the final deco. I was actually comparing it to the one that I have over here. It's different. It's different.
It's less interesting.
Yeah, the Hasbro one's actually better.
So, major,
okay, so
major,
like,
differences. He's looks orange instead of red.
No. The major difference is that the Takara one has less red over, like, the there's the sprue of structural red plastic that does the hinges and stuff.
Oh, it's silver.
Silver or gray.
Oh, yeah.
So they removed color from the toy. They removed some of the red paint apps on the chest or the abdomen.
And the black on the his basically his stomach, that's now just silver.
Yeah, so like the Hasbro one is more toy based, toy oriented, and the Takara one is more cartoon model oriented.
But Hasbro sucks orders, remember, so
I would say each one has its merits. I'm more interested in the Hasbro one I have because it's really interesting looking.
This looks just severely under-decorated to me. I mean, I would not be surprised to see this turn up at an Easter basket at Walgreens.
No, but like for the extent that Hasbro's Megatron is painted, Takara really can't compete with that in terms of like outperforming the level of deco. So all they have is just an alternate approach like this.
Yeah,
I mean it's not bad. And if I didn't have the Hasbro version, I would get this. You know, if it wasn't like three times as much,
I'm holding out for the Hasbro version.
Yeah, get the Hasbro.
Go to Toys R Us. I mean, they have it.
If any or pre-orders Walmart. Ever show up for it again, actually, no, my Walmarts don't. My Walmarts never stock anything, so.
Yeah, my Walmart's severely behind.
But it has to show up at Target eventually, right?
True.
I don't have Target. So, I have to drive like 2 hours to get to anything. It sucks.
Matt, you're not making this very easy.
So
I never try to make anything easy on anybody, just so you know.
So, Exhaust is out. We've talked Exhaust to death.
Out. That's not the important part of this line.
His bio. Hydra was able to... Hydra works for Takara, doesn't he?
I'm not sure he still actually does.
Okay. But, so his bio... You give the synopsis. It's pretty funny.
Well, I would have to open the page then.
Okay, so here's what Hydra
and this
said.
Is itself just, you know, like a summary of it. It's not the actual
full. Yeah, this is a quote from Hydra. He's an employee of Marl Boor Dynamic, a massive interplanetary corporation that steals secrets from alien cultures around the galaxy. His power, given to him by the research department of the company, allows him to quantize, convert his body into living smoke. So he's basically a character from Mortal Kombat. His function is industrial espionage, and he gathers new secrets and technology from Marl Boor. He acts like a suave, debonair spy, but the stress of his job is actually getting to him, causing him to chain smoke Saigar for Saigarettes, I guess. Which he has been told by his medical officer is detrimental to his health. So that's pretty funny.
Exhaust turns into smoke.
Just poking Philip Morris just a little bit.
Yeah.
I really want to see a full-length translation of that bio.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. So the thing is, I don't know if Hydra, if that was some editorializing on Hydra's part, but calling them the Saigarettes. Like, you know, Saigar from the IDW comics. I kind of don't like the concept of the Saigar. I never have. It just seems so...
IDW has dropped that in the meantime anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, just seems sort of weird to me. But I just... You know, it'd be even better if it was just, like, a chain-smoking robot. I'd be fine with that. But yeah, so he's out. Diecast, Melvar, they have him.
He's very hard to get.
He's going for like $160 on eBay.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I mean, supply and demand, I get it, but...
It's even funny, like, one of the Japan sites that sells pre-orders, I think it was originally, like, a pre-order at, like, 5,700 yen, and then they, I guess they had a little bit extra stock, and it went up to 16,000 yen.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, we can make money off of this, so...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Not really. Okay, so we have in-hand photos of a sample of the Transformers Subscription Service 3.0 Tarantulas, and I don't hate it.
I don't like it.
I thought I was going to hate it, but in robot mode, it looks pretty good. In motorcycle mode, it still kind of looks stupid, but...
I don't like it as Tarantulas, but I kind of like it.
I get his Tarantulas in robot mode. He looks, you know, he looks like Tarantulas, sort of.
I like and hate that mold all at the same time.
I don't love the mold either.
I love that mold.
I enjoy it.
The handlebars that sometimes break off kind of...
Yeah, you gotta be careful with those.
But, you know, I got like 50 of them for $6 at Ross, so who cares? So.
Yeah, I've got a shelf full of it, so yeah. This is just one more to add.
Actually, I paid for a BotCon once with all of the, not the Retgar, but the, what was the other?
Junkkeep?
Junkkeep, yeah.
I actually have one over here. Yeah, Junkkeep.
Yeah. Your bag of holding. Okay, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
I just do that sometimes to make Don's head hurt.
It's funny, too, because it was carded, so that was like an extra, like...
That was a plus one.
That's so, what doesn't break.
So we have photos of the complete Unite Warriors Minasaur from Takara, and I don't know. I can't tell the difference. Except for it comes with, what, Wild Rider?
Yes.
Or Breakneck.
Well, I mean, I guess it's not guaranteed it'd be Wild Rider in the Japanese release because they do have to change names occasionally, just not near as much as Hasbro does. But yeah, this actually came up before the Hasbro releases were announced, so that was actually our first indication what mold Wild Rider was going to end up being.
Like, it doesn't bother me so much either way. And, you know, like, gosh, what's Off-Road? What's his name? Is it Off-Road?
Yeah.
Like, I don't love that. Like, I love Alpha Bravo. So, I'm fine either way, but I'll get Wild Rider or Breakneck and Off-Road, so who cares?
Mm-hmm. And on the bright side, the retailers didn't have to hold on to these pre-orders for too long before everybody canceled them for the U.S. versions.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with Minasaur, the pre-orders aren't even open yet.
Oh, yeah, so they're good. It's just Superion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost pre-ordered. Actually, no, I had to pre-order it, but I immediately canceled once I came to my senses.
No, but like I kind of like Takara's Slingshot deco better than the Hasbro one. Because, like, remember a couple months ago I did the Photoshop guessing what Hasbro Slingshot would look like. I was pretty close, and that's kind of disappointing to me.
Aww.
But that jet mode is still really bland.
Yeah, it is pretty bland.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So we reported a couple weeks ago, actually in December, that the Transformers series were leaving Netflix, but it looks like they've worked out a deal because they are staying on Netflix. Is that all series that were already there, or is this just some?
From what I can tell, it's Hasbro Studio series.
Okay, so not like the Sunbow stuff, all that's gone still?
As far as I can tell, yeah.
Okay, wow. That's something, I guess.
But, you know, if you want to watch Transformers Prime or Rescue Bots, that should be there.
What about
the... No, G1. G1 will be there, too, I read.
Is it? Okay, what about G.I. Joe?
Every report I saw was saying different things, and the only consistent thing I saw was Hasbro Studios. So. Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. I need to go back and watch G.I. Joe, because I didn't... What was the last series?
Renegades.
I never actually finished that. God, all this stuff's running together for me.
And that did Renegades get canceled? Wasn't that only like 10
Renegades? Renegades got wrapped up early because the plot was similar to the movie that was coming out, and they didn't want to have like confusion between the two because that sure would have been a problem. Then they postponed the movie for 9 months.
You know, I really did like the movie though. I really did. Let's see here. So we have new images of Masterpiece tracks, including new images of the flight mode, as well as better scale on Raul and Blaster. And it still looks great. In fact, it looks better than the photos that we saw a couple weeks ago. I think
it almost looks like it has like a metallic blue paint, which would be really nice.
Yeah.
It probably does.
Yeah. Wants it, I do. How long until this comes out? When's the...
September.
Okay, September. I can wait for that.
So we're operating under the assumption that it's not MP25?
No, this is MP25.
It is MP25.
Okay. Yeah.
The information from Toy Fair Australia was confused.
Yeah, the report was... Yeah, we didn't have any, like, collateral showing that it was MP25. you know, whatever it was. That was just the report from
Hasbro. And even the revised report from Toy Fair Australia said that the information that was being presented to them may have had the numbers reversed. And that it was 26 that they got to see what it was but were not allowed to report on because it has to be officially announced first. Yeah, probably.
I'd be perfectly fine with that.
How could that not have, you know, leaked by this point, though, if that was actually shown?
Well, sort of it did, because Trax and Ironhide were the rumor pair together before Trax was officially revealed.
You know, I've got the iGear Ratchet and Ironhide. I picked up the cheaper versions when they came out, and I like them a lot for a masterpiece-ish Ironhide Ratchet. But I really want to see what Takara's done with the figures.
I was going to say, please don't tell me those iGear figures are going to be good enough for you, because I was going to remind you about Stack.
Well, I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, but that's KFC, not iGear.
But still, the masterpiece is probably going to be better than any other third-party attempt at a masterpiece-style figure.
But it's like what I said when I got Stack, is that at the time, the pictures we were working with for Magnus did not paint it in a flattering light, and I had a good chance to get Stack at a good deal.
You know, a masterpiece Ironhide is going to be worthless if you can't have it do a toy accurate robot mode as an option.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a shoebox is a, you know, vehicle accurate Ironhide. So. Yeah, okay, cool. So, you can see at the bottom, I closed it. At the bottom, Raul and Blaster included on the base, and you get an idea of pretty much how small they are.
Tiny.
They are tiny. I dropped my spike. I was transforming my MP10, and Spike fell out. And he was on the floor, and I picked him up. I'm assuming he's going to be the same size as that, which is tiny.
Small.
Yeah. But pretty small. Okay,
that's
so
what she said.
Yeah. So, even that, we have it in first party, but we'll in news, but we'll leave it there. So, Play With Us 2. The Kickstarter ends in just a few days right now out of total or a goal of 80,000. It's at 62,510. Certainly hope that to pick up between now and the end. Things tend to get exciting towards the end of these Kickstarters like this. But certainly, I backed it. I encourage everyone out there who has any interest in backing it to go ahead and do that. It'd be really great to see those guys hit their goal, because those
draw some. Yeah, I was going to say, and they've added a lot of stuff. They've added these little tech drones, so you can, you know, add on $20 to your pledge and get two tech drones, so basically $10 a drone, which isn't, you know, too bad. That's Legends price right there for everyone who relates it to Transformers. And then if you get one of the bigger figures, it's going to come with a free B-Mog figure, which looks like what would you say, a platypus?
Chainbow Splatterpus.
Ursula Splatterpus.
So, I mean, they've definitely added a bunch of stuff that if you looked at the Kickstarter in the beginning, you might want to go back and look again, because there's new stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I backed it. Hopefully this will get funded. If not, it'd be sad. But there you go. Guess what? You know what's not sad? Amazon. Help us out, seriously, tfradio.net/Amazon, or go to tfradio.net and click on the Amazon logo. Helps keep us afloat. We need to get Don some medicine, so we can certainly get that probably through Amazon. I don't know. Can you get cold medicine through Amazon?
I'm pretty sure.
Probably not.
No?
There's two kinds of cold medicine. The one has the controlled substance in it, because you can cook it down to meth. I doubt you can get that on Amazon.
It's a shame.
You know, you can get the stuff that's still, you know,
doesn't work.
The stuff that is not, the stuff that's useless but not controlled.
Yeah, But hopefully, hopefully Don can get that at Amazon. And if he did, he would go to tfradio.net and he would click on the Amazon logo. Wouldn't you, Don?
Yes, I would.
God, I love Don. Hey, but yeah, so seriously, help us out. It doesn't cost you a cent more than what you're already spending. It's really simple, really easy. I'd recommend that you go, you click on the Amazon logo on the widget, and the page it takes you to, just bookmark that and make that your Amazon landing page going forward, because it's simple, it's easy. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps us out a lot. Like a lot. Like tremendously. And thank you to everyone who's already doing that. Keep it coming. Because, you know, support. We love you.
Dystopia for Brian. Hashtag.
Yeah, too bad I wouldn't get the funding for that at this point. Or maybe I could. Yeah, Dystopia for Brian, hashtag. Let's make that happen. Okay, so jumping to third-party news. Fans Project Lost, ExoRealm, Volar, the Not Swoop figure, is up for pre-order, and you can swap out the color, either the G1 or the Diaclone coloration for that.
Yeah, this has actually been up for pre-order, but we just learned the other day that it's coming with an extra body. So he'll have a red torso and a blue torso that you can just pull the arms and head and legs off and put them on whatever body you want.
So what's 01? Durpan? Is that the name of it? What's it called?
Columpio.
The one was Columpio.
Yeah. Okay. So Columpio is the one that I have, which I got from Diecast. And the thing I always say about Hasbro versus third party is, you know, like it's the first Fans Project toy I have. And I always say that, you know, Hasbro makes better toys. You know, they're toys. And third party stuff is more quote unquote collectible sort of thing. But you know what? Columpio is a darn nice toy. Hmm. I mean, like, legally, I probably couldn't let a kid play with it because there probably are choking hazards. So I'm not encouraging you to do that, but it's a darn nice toy.
Yeah,
it's a nice toy.
It's a good toy.
Yeah, Lost Exo Realm 2, what is it, Kubrar, I think. They're not Slag. That's really nice, too, but there are a lot of sharp points and some die-cast metal on that thing.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. I never noticed any really sharp points on Columpio.
It's okay. You can bring Columpio up the spec. Just get a pack of razor blades and glue them to the outside. Yeah.
There you go.
But but the transformation is very Transformers-like, where a lot of third party things, third party toys have there are a lot of panel formers, or they're interesting and neat like Smart Robin, but still not very Transformers-like. Columpio is very much like a Hasbro style transformation from my eyes. So very pleased with that. I kind of want to get the rest of these. This looks not bad. This doesn't look bad at all. Volar.
Yeah. I've already laid down some money for this one. So
I understand Volar was actually pushed back a little bit so they could enact the alternate torso piece.
Oh, good. Because I really wasn't digging the red body, but I do like the blue.
Yeah, that's what these were coming out at TFCon, and the Diaclone version, Diaclone color schemes were actually coming out first before the red bodied ones. And
didn't one of you guys tell them that they need to make these available to everybody, not just at a show? I thought I remembered.
That was the little not Diaclone driver. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Diecast I think said something about that.
Yeah, I also wanted to see, you know, because the people who are buying the show exclusives miss out on the guys that turn into weapons. And I said I would really like to see a set of them maybe when they're done, so that, because the only way to get the extra weapon would be to buy a whole nother figure, which is kind of not cost prohibitive. So
yeah, I was kind of worried about this Volar one because I wanted the blue body. I wanted the Diaclone color scheme. And I mean, the other ones I have the transformable weapons and no Diaclone drivers, and I was worried I was going to end up with a Diaclone driver and no transformable weapon, but this one I lucked out on, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so next story, also Fans Project. So we saw that Code is getting recolored into a more cartoon-accurate Chrome Dome, which is cool and all, but to me, the bigger news is Smart Robin is being repainted into Sonic Bomber, which I think is pretty awesome. But we're getting a new version of Madlaw. I didn't see that.
Yes.
As
Six Knight.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
otherwise known as the one Don's waiting for, I think.
Here's Code. And
honestly, I like the original Code better deco-wise.
There's not a whole lot that I can see different. I mean, the head is gray now, and on the guns, they swapped out the white for black.
The legs are different.
Oh, they are? Okay. I couldn't tell.
So are you buying it done? You going to get it done?
No.
You're not?
No. If I was going to get a variant of Code, it would probably be Virus.
No.
Six Knight. Probably so. I don't know. I haven't decided on which one of those I like better, because that color scheme does not work for any robot except for Six Knight or for Quick Switch in their own color schemes. And I just don't know which one I want. So I really haven't decided yet.
Well, the easy answer, Don, is just to get both.
Yeah. Diecast, did you end up selling your Madlaw?
Not yet. I want to. But...
Don, you need to buy it.
Well, I would.
He'll give you a good price.
Yeah.
I'm sure Diecast will sell that to you at a loss because he's a good dude.
He is a good dude.
Yep.
Very much a good dude. Yeah, you should get that. I almost want it, but I'm not going to buy it, so...
You've got such a great "what did I just agree to" look on your face right now, Diecast.
That's what I was hoping for.
No, I just keep thinking, I'm like, I really don't like that figure. I bought it because I'm like, oh, it's Fans Project. It'll probably be great. And then I'm like, I just don't like it.
That's how I ended up feeling about Sigma L, unfortunately.
Yeah, so we have a story about Perfect Effect combiner PC upgrades for Combiner War, Superion, and Minasaur, but I've actually, for the most part, I don't care much about upgrade kits from third-party companies for official toys.
They're great, though.
I'm more of a fan of the upgrades for official products than the not figures themselves.
I think you're outvoted, Brian.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, I think that Minasaur upgrade kit looks fantastic.
Yeah, the Minasaur upgrade kit, I think, is what's really important here, because like the torso add-on parts actually like help lock the toy into one of the alternate transformations to make it look and work a little bit more smoothly.
Yeah, it makes the legs look way better, mm-hmm. And it fills out the torso.
Yeah,
it forms an unfortunate backpack on Motor Master, who's already back heavy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But of
course, if you're okay buying Perfect Effect stuff, you're probably okay with some parts forming anyway, so you can just kind of, you know, pop that on and off as needed.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's, you know, unlike the Superion thing, which I think is just trying to add stuff to a torso that's already basically perfect as is, this actually is adding something to it that it needed.
The only thing I can think of with that Superion one is I have heard of some people where the chest doesn't want to stay perfectly closed, like they get a bit of a gap. So I could kind of see that, because it doesn't even really change the appearance.
Right.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
I would have been happy with just feet and hands, because I think that makes the figure look so much better.
Okay, so the way I'm understanding this, the hands and feet are PC-01 and PC-02. The torso pieces are going to be 3 and 4. Oh, so cool. If you want just the hands and feet, you buy those, and then you buy the torso parts as another set.
Okay, yeah, I thought this was going to be, you know, a one-set deal.
Yeah.
But the hands and feet, last I checked, like for one combiner, are like a $30 set.
Mm.
So the torso bits are probably going to be that or more, because they're bigger, chunkier pieces.
Which the hands and feet, they do look like they're going to make nice weapons, but honestly, mm-hmm. I could live without them.
Yeah, like the new picture they have of Air Raid holding one of the hands in the gun mode. I didn't even realize at first that was one of the hand parts, because it looks so good as a gun, it actually passes more the weapon first.
Yeah, the thumb becomes the scope. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really well designed, and you know, like you, I'm okay with the pieces they come with. I actually kind of like those better. They're a little bit more clever for doing everything all in one, mm-hmm. even if they're not as flexible. But the Minasaur torso, I'm definitely interested in that.
It looks okay.
I do kind of like that they seem to have made a Superion head that can switch between a mouth and a faceplate. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we'll most certainly have not soft ear antenna pieces, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one third party item, though, that I am excited about, I know that they're kind of expensive, but I already pre-ordered DX9's Hurricane and Tyrant Legend Size, not Cyclonus and not Galvatron. Those are awesome.
That Galvatron looks awesome in robot mode. I want one.
Really does.
Like I think I put in the news post, that's probably the best Galvatron figure that's ever existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one nailed it.
I wasn't gonna ask for a whole lot out of a cannon mode at this size class anyway, but even that they pulled off half decent.
And if you're watching the video, here it is compared to a can of Pepsi. So it's actually bigger than I thought it would be.
I don't think that's a 12-ounce can of Pepsi. I think that's one of those 8-ounce cans. Or whatever the short cans are you find now.
Uh-oh. Yeah, the next picture is it versus Legends Megatron. That's probably a better example.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I want this. I'm getting that.
I want the Galvatron, the Cyclonus, and the Scourge, but I just don't want to pay that much for them.
Yeah, I don't really feel a need to get any of them, but I will admire them from a distance.
Yeah. Especially if you got Scourge, you'd have to get Sweeps, too.
And I will admire them on my shelf.
And the thing is, Scourge is in a two-pack with Ratchet.
Yeah, so exactly.
I'm not sure what you're going to do with an army of Ratchets.
They're pretty sweet.
They're making an Iron Heiser. You couldn't even just, like, paint one red and dispose of it that way. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, well, Full Metal Hero discovered that Flor O'Derry, the artist who did most of the character designs for later G1 Transformers the movie, has put up a new print of Unicron on his Etsy store. It is one of a kind and will run you $500. It's colorful. Something about it actually kind of reminds me of some of the color work in Regeneration 1, actually. But, you know, it is definitely an art print.
I was actually thinking this reminded me a little bit of Transformers versus G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Kind of in between.
Mm.
But other than that, we've got reviews, courtesy of XV, of Windblade number 1. And Generations Leader Megatron, which both are pretty good. So, and of course, lots of coverage of Masterpiece Star Saber and Exhaust.
Yeah, that's a pretty popular subject of photography at this point.
Yeah,
yeah.
My review's up. I did do Exhaust already, and the review is up on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, nice. That's at youtube.com/C/RadioFreeCybertron one word. That's probably a better way of finding it.
Yeah. And Doc has put a lot of work into it. He was really tired when he finished.
Yeah, he that
I
was
exhausted.
God, I want that toy. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Bad Don.
This toy, Brian, right here.
Yeah, that toy.
Don set me up. I had to say
Or this toy,
Bad
Brian.
Bad Don. Don't enable the
Look, I'll have that one Saturday. But I still don't have Ultra Magnus. That one just happened to pop up and said, your pre-ordered item's not available. I'm like, great. I still need to get Magnus. Gosh.
Magnus is pretty awesome.
Magnus and, of course, Dystopia.
But you want to wait for a powered convoy instead.
No, I want Magnus. I've got that crappy...
You need an actual powered convoy, though.
I need a powered convoy.
Yeah.
I've noticed, too, because, like, powered convoy and Metro Titan have similar colors.
They have, yeah. They
Maybe you're just drawn to that.
They hold a similar place in my heart. Gosh, I'm going to have to figure out a way to get Dystopia.
Yeah. You could just swear off buying anything else for a couple months afterward.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
Just spend your budget in advance.
I could.
You could have discipline.
Yeah.
What if something great comes
out? You could just skip out on all the Combiner Wars toys, Brian.
Well, okay.
Skip out on BotCon.
What greater could come along than Dystopia?
BotCon.
You could sell a Citizen Stack.
For $5.
It's a start.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hmm.
You could thin the herd.
What Look about an collection. Overlord? We got to be getting close to an Overlord.
I had Overlord. He's okay. I don't need another one. That was one of those. Oh, I bought it. I had it. I don't have to have it again. God, I was happy. I got that one mint and sold box for $400.
That's pretty good.
Which then seemed like a lot of money, but now I was like, oh, that's cheap. Mm-hmm. And I sold it for what I paid for it.
Which means someone else probably got an even better deal than you did, considering the time that passed between them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Rhinox DX on AllSpark. Good guy. Then he sold it, and he's like, this belonged to Brian Kilby. I'm like, nobody cares. Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, yeah, man, I'm going to figure out how to get Dystopia. TFRadio.net/Amazon.
Buy a plasma or something.
Buy a plasma TV. Actually, let's see here. So, let me figure this out. What's the most expensive thing on Amazon? Plasma TV.
I'm sure. What about like a grand piano or something?
Ooh, was Ultra Metal Optimus Prime on there?
Most expensive thing on Amazon. Let's see what Google says.
Grand piano. Oh yes, that's only $231. That's a bench. What? That can't be real. That's
12 ridiculously expensive things you can buy on Amazon in October of 2014.
Okay, here's a grand piano, a real one, $15,000. Someone just needs to go buy that right now, and I can get a Dystopia.
I'm sure there's things on there that cost more than that.
I know there has to be.
Can I buy a car on Amazon?
Let's find out.
2 pounds of wasabi peas for $10,000.
No way.
Better be real wasabi for that.
Yeah, not the horseradish stuff that we have.
It's okay, but yeah.
Oh yeah,
not $10,000. Okay.
No. But yeah, hopefully I'll figure out a way to get that. TFRadio.net/Amazon help out. So sorry, I know I mention that all the time, but TFRadio.net/Amazon. So that's
really
the show.
Want that dystopia.
I really want that dystopia. So that'll do it for this week, guys. Anything else? No. No. So we'll be back next week. Anything going on? Anything special going on? I'll have details on that on that Silverbolt giveaway. I didn't put that up this week. So I need to figure out actually logistics on how to do a contest on Facebook because I've never actually done that. But we'll figure it out and we'll get that up. Check out Diecast Review of Exhaust. I watched it. It's great. And check out all of our other shows that we have started posting. Again, we are expanding our Transformers podcast offering and trying to be your full service Transformers podcast.
But we don't do Windows.
We don't Voschen fight the Windows.
No. We want to be the place you go when you want to know.
Yeah, Transformers.
I want to wipe your Windows.
Yeah, I'm about to pass out, and I took like a hydroxy cut hardcore like right before the show, and it just did nothing.
It's not what you said at the beginning of the show.
Well, it's,
right.
Well,
it's hardcore for normal people. And
I crashed.
Brian needs like three of them.
I need John. So, tell me where I can get that stuff that you got me before.
The Hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage. Okay, let me check Amazon.
You can get it on the internet
because that went so well last time.
You know what?
It is on Amazon. I will buy some on Amazon.
Okay, go through the link.
Oh, I am going to.
Yeah,
right there.
It doesn't really help though if you like go the link when you're spending your own money.
Oh, good point.
Well,
Yeah, you get a little bit of it back, but it's still diminishing returns.
True.
It's still better than saying, hey, Kim, like a quarter of every dollar we spend for the next 2 weeks goes into my dystopia fund.
I could also do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't tell her that. But
have you got anything you want on eBay?
I'm swearing off eBay. eBay sucks. eBay sucks so bad. eBay is a pit of just filth. eBay sucks. Not only does it have ridiculous fees, there's like a third
there's
of the
no
stuff.
No accountability.
A third of the stuff that I sell, the buyer never pays.
Mm-hmm. Well, there goes that sponsor.
I went for like, screw you, eBay. I went for like 10 years and never had a single buyer flake on me. And I started back a couple of things in the last year or two. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how many people don't actually pay for the stuff.
Yeah, it's times like this that I miss Crave really bad.
Yeah. Crave is really cool.
Great. Yeah.
Crave is really cool. And, yeah, so maybe somebody someday will bring it back or something like it. Or not.
Or eBay will start holding people accountable.
God, I hate new eBay.
No, because the whole problem, the whole thing with eBay is they removed a seller's ability to leave negative feedback. And once that was done, there is no accountability.
It's a buyer's market. They care more about having buyers and having sellers because there's so much cheap stuff on, that's like from China on eBay that they can keep that afloat with like really crappy like cell phone accessories and stuff. It's more than just that, but there's so much of that that it really doesn't matter about like you or me that's actually trying to sell stuff. You know, eBay is crap. Screw you, eBay. We'll see you next week, Kevin.
That reminds me, I got to leave feedback.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. See you later.
Take care, bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.